putting the spotlight on purebred livestock. This is Rural Issues on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. The 36th Annual North American International Livestock Exposition is underway at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center in Louisville. Claude Brock, Director of Media Operations for the North American, says the economy doesn't seem to be impacting interest in the event. He says livestock entries in all classifications are up this year.
It's interesting. It has not affected us this year, and my experience in past years, Dave, has been that the economy, when it is showing a downtrend, is not usually reflected in the North American International because these are purebred herds, and people will tend to eliminate their commercial stock, but they'll hold on to the purebred stock with an optimistic view to brighter times.
Claude, the North American is also a pretty good educational opportunity, am I right?
North American probably has grown in numbers, Dave. You're absolutely right, because the Expo has always placed a lot of credibility and a lot of emphasis on youth, young people. So we see the attendance growing, and the way in which we do that, we have the Children's Barnyard, and we also have school tours. This year, we'll entertain and educate about 7,000 young people in organized school tours. Not to mention the fact that all seven of the major national high school, 4-H, FFA, junior college, and senior college judging contests take place during the North American International.
Claude, for those folks that might be interested in taking in some of the show, where's the best place for them to find out the schedule of events?
All right. If your listeners have a pencil in hand, go to the website. It is www.livestockexpo.org. That's all one word, livestockexpo.org. They can find complete schedules. And from our press room during the exposition, we will post literally thousands of photographs, and we will also be posting press releases and class results on a regular basis. And would you believe that throughout the dairy events, and as well as the beef cattle events and the sheep events, we webcast. So if they can't make it to the expo, they can watch it on their computer.
Claude Brock. I'm Dave Russell. Brownfield Ag News for America.